the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.
So, the scripture we just read, the Bible here says Jesus was ministering. And the disciples came to him and they said, "Why do you speak to them in the parables?" And Jesus said, "It is given to you to know mysteries, but to them, it has to be in parables." Six years ago, I once taught a teaching about parabola. You have to understand a very common but a very important aspect of how God deals with you. Otherwise, you'll be praying against what God wants you to be. I remember one time the Lord saying to me, "I did not call you to be everywhere. There are specific places I want you to be." Now, Jesus, he's speaking to people. And there are two groups of people. One group, they are hearing him. And one group, they are not. Then he says, then they say, "Why do you speak to them?" Now, tonight I just want to share with you about, I want you to say with this, say, "I'm a parable." Say it again.
"I am a parable."
Very important. Oh, we are going to enjoy this together and we'll pray together. Now, so the disciple says, "Why do you speak to them in the parables?" And to start with, the word parable, I'm going to use a word that will try to explain a word. When somebody is parabolic in his speech, it means he uses metaphors or some words that are difficult to understand in order for him to express a particular statement or opinion. So they say, "That man is parabolic," or "She is parabolic." The word parable comes from a Hebrew word, a Greek word, parabola, which means something that is straight to be understood to those who know it, but to those who don't, difficult to understand. Some here. Now, so Jesus, from the birth, he's going up and he meets the disciples and he's speaking. Have you noticed what the disciples are saying? They are saying, "Why do you speak to them, not to us?" Hello? What are they saying? In what? Are they saying, "Why do you speak to us?" They are saying what? Meaning to say, when Jesus sang a parable, they were what? They would understand it. To them, it was not a parable. But to other people, it was what? Do you know there are parables in the Bible until today? Scholars have failed to interpret them. But with the disciples, they were understanding what Jesus is saying. Imagine one parable in the Bible that Jesus Christ said. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who takes a net and casts into the sea and catches everything." Are you there, right?
Yes.
"And brings them to the shore. And then he removes what he wants from the everything. What would this parable mean? You just sit there and think about it. You start interpreting it, but some are going to stop understanding it. Then he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who had a banquet, who had a party, and he went to invite the rich men in the city. And when he invited them, no one showed up. Then he went to invite the poor. He says, that's how the kingdom of God is. The biggest question here could be, now, you're a disciple, you're there, and then you say, why do we speak to them in parables? Not to us, to them. Because every parable Jesus would speak, he didn't want people to understand what he is saying. So he said to them, now listen to this, to them I speak in the parables. Because it is given to you to understand the mysteries and not to them. But the question is, so why are you speaking to them if you don't want them to understand? Question is, why do you speak to us if you don't want us to what? This is where now you are coming in. Then Jesus said, to you, it's not a parable. To you is what? It's a mystery that you're understanding. In other words, Jesus speaks mysteries. Now, so where you are seated right now, let's look at the character of God from the beginning. Number one, he does not show up himself. Nobody sees him. You have never seen him. You can't hear him. You can't touch him. Jesus Christ comes and then he speaks in parables. The biggest question could be, how many things is he speaking right now? That it would take only those who can understand the mysteries to hear him speak. Are you here, right?
Yes.
Now, so Jesus speaks, but he doesn't want people to hear. And then he chooses few people that he wants them to hear. Then he says, you that I've chosen, it is given to you to understand the mysteries. Now, before I continue, I want you to raise up your right hand and say, Lord, may it be given to me to hear what others don't hear and to see what others do see. Said again, to see what others do not see. Go back to the scripture. Let's go to verse 12.
For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
Now get this. So he says, if you has it, he will give you more. But what is he talking about here? Understanding. If you don't have that understanding, he will remove it. This is himself, Jesus, talking. So he says, to those who have, they'll be given more. And to those who don't have, even in the little they have, it will be taken out. Then he says, I speak to them in the parables because even though they see, they can't even understand. Now, I have got a big problem here that I want to share with you tonight, saints, because this is going to form the basis that we are going to stand upon. Then he says, seeing. Now, how does he change it from hearing to seeing? Because what he's talking about is not supposed to be seen, but to be heard. Then he combines hearing and seeing, that they hear and they see, but they can't get anything. So this takes us to your life. There are things happening to you right now. It's a message from God. It will take you to be favored like the disciples to hear God in what you are passing through right now. There are certain characters of people, how they are behaving towards you. It is a message from God to reveal to you who they are. Time must come when your eyes and your ears must open and you must start hearing God and seeing God where others can't. God speaks so much in your life experience than he can speak in your ears. This is why Jesus said, seeing they see, but they can't. So there are things happening around you that you are seeing, but you can't get anything. In other words, even your life is a parable. So God makes it so difficult for people to understand you that they see you speak in tongues, they see you praying, they see you giving, but you are, when they look at you, they see you are suffering. And they can't understand it. They say, what's going on? Before I continue, say, I'm a parable. Say it again, say, I'm a mystery. There are things happening in my life. There are things that have ever happened to me that if I would sit down in the natural sense, I would never understand anything and I would question God so much. But trust you me, they happened or they're happening because God is trying to make me a parable. There are people that must never understand me. Say with me again, say, my life is a parable. Now, let's go ahead because I'm taking you somewhere right now and we're going to really, really understand something that is very deep. Now, let's get into this.
Therefore, I speak to them in parables because seeing they do not see and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
Now, did you understand that? So, Jesus has a problem with those who don't hear anything. He says, hearing, they do not what? And the sing. Right now, if I may say to you, close your eyes, see something in the spirit. Will you see it? Yes. So he says, because you see nothing, because you hear nothing, I will speak it. I will even confuse you more. Am I talking to somebody here? So before I continue, I want you to take your hands, just your two nice fingers, like this. Do like this. And put them on your eyes and say, God, open my eyes. Say, Father, let me see.
Who is my friend
and who is my enemy? Father, open my eyes that I may see the right way to go, what to do and what not to do, which way to go and which way not to go. Now, do your fingers like this, nicely, and touch your ears. Say, Lord, open my ears, that I hear your voice in every detail of my life, every activity of my life. If there is any message in it, may I hear you in it. Say amen. Now, let's go ahead. Now, I want to share something with you as I'm about to conclude. Now, so I speak to them in parables because they do not see and they do not hear. Master, you are making things even difficult for us. We already don't hear. Because in the spirit, things work in an opposite direction. To those who don't have, even the little they have is taken away. And those who have, much is given. So this is why we pray, we fast, Lord, open my eyes. Let me hear you, because you are looking for that little that he may add on top. But if you don't have, even the little you have is taken. Let us continue reading the scripture. We're about to get somewhere very interesting in a few minutes.
And in them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you hear, and you shall not understand. Seeing you see, and not perceive.
Now, should we be amongst this type of people?
No.
Do you want to be among the people who this prophecy was spoken to? That you'll be hearing, but you'll be getting nothing. And you'll be seeing, and you'll be seeing nothing. Oh, no. In a prophetic ministry? No way. May God open your eyes. No, yeah. I know you're not getting this. I know you're not getting what I'm trying to talk to you right now. We have a lot of people tonight who are watching me. So many people. And I'm trying to say this to you. It is so possible that you may actually think or be thinking that things are well spiritually with you, but the things are not well. Jesus says you're supposed to hear. According to him, you are supposed to be seeing. According to him, you are supposed to be hearing. Then he says, if you don't hear, if you don't see, you are because the prophecy of Isaiah must be fulfilled on you. That you'll be hearing, but not hearing. As I'm teaching right now, somebody is hearing me, but they're not understanding. They are seeing what I'm talking about. They can't perceive it. Now, continue scripture. We're about to get somewhere very, really interesting.
For the hearts of these people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. Mm. And their eyes they have closed. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Lest they should understand with their hearts and turn. And so that I should heal them.
So he says, the moment your eyes will open, the moment your ears will open, I'll begin to heal you. Some of you emotionally, you are broken. You need psychological healing. Some of you financially, you are broken. You need an economic healing. Some of you, it's to do with your body, your physical health is not okay. It says the moment your eyes open and the moment your ears open, I can heal you. Say it again, Lord, open my eyes. Say it again, Lord, open my ears. Now imagine this. The one who's talking about, he's talking about parables. Now let's go to verse 16, our top verse of the night. Read it.
But blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Jesus.
And your ears, for they hear.
Now Jesus turns to the disciples and he says, hey. Now, there are people here, and then the disciples here. Then he says, blessed are your eyes, for they see. And blessed are your ears, for they hear. May you have blessed eyes. Now let's break this in details. Jesus Christ, firstly, his birth was a parable. Who can understand it? A virgin having pregnancy. Is that understandable?
No.
You tell me. It's a mystery. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about it. The king. He is the king, but he's born as a child. Do you understand that? Being breastfed by the mother. This is God. Is that understood? No angels seen physically around him. No nothing happening around him. Growing up, 5 years, 7, nobody knowing who he is. Isn't that a parable? Come on, you tell me. You would think maybe there would be an arrangement in heaven where people must be sent to take care of him, to send him to high schools, to make sure everything, his life is proper. There was nobody, my friend. If you think you are suffering, ask Jesus. And the one I'm talking about, according to Colossians 1, from verse 16, all things, the whole world, were created by him and for him. Whether money, whether thrones, whether dominion, whether leadership positions, they were all made by him, through him and for him. And this is a man who was walking like this 10 years, 11 years. Some of you by this time around, you could be thinking things are taking time. why until now your life is not changing? 20, 21. He meets people. Nobody says king. Nobody says savior. Nobody says, no, nobody. Everybody was saying Isa in Hebrew. Isa. Isa means Jesus in Hebrew. Isa, Isa, hi, Isa. This is a man who's growing up like, and this man is God. His life was a mystery. He was hidden by heaven. And for people to start discovering who he is, what did he say to them? It is not flesh or blood that revealed to you who I am. It is the Father who revealed who I am to you. And because you have a revelation, you are given keys. Hello? Because I am not supposed to be known. I'm not supposed to be revealed. This is why people who didn't understand him took him and put him on the cross and killed him. As he was dying, what did he say? They do not know what they are doing. Because Jesus was a mystery. If you have a neighbor, say to your neighbor, I am a mystery. Imagine that your Father in heaven and you are his son owns everything, the diamond, the gold, the money, the every, and you are suffering. Tell your neighbor, I'm a parable. Are you here?
Yes.
Now let's just go to all people you know in the Bible. Just all people. You can just pick one person you know in the Bible. Let's go to who? Just mention any name. Who? Let's start with who? Abraham? Isaac? David? Let's look at these people. Let's just go to Isaac first. Let's go to Isaac. The child was not coming. Eh? There was a prophecy that he would be born. My friend, 25 years later, there was no miracle. And he's born. The child is just born. The father says, I'm taking you. God says, I should kill you. Do you understand this? You tell me. Is this something you can understand in? Does it make sense? Huh? He says, my father, we have taken firewood. But where is the sacrifice? Don't worry, let's go there. He arrives there. The father says, lie down on the wood. Does that make sense to you? This is a child. God said he's a child of promise. And then God says, look there. There is what? There is a lamb. Look there. There is what? And he called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh is not the name of God. Okay? So many people say, Jehovah Jireh is the name of God. God is not called Jehovah Jireh. There's no scripture like that. The Bible says he called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, not the name of God.
Genesis chapter number 22 and verse number 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen.
And it does not mean God will provide. It means it will be seen. Well, it's a whole teaching of another day. But it's not wrong. If somebody can call him Jehovah Jireh, it's fine. But that's not his name. It is the name of the place where a miracle happened. There are places where Jehovah becomes Jireh. There are places where Jehovah can provide. So you can actually, by the realms of the Spirit, you can actually penetrate into that direction and reach that place where God in your life becomes Jehovah Jireh. It's not his name, it's the place you're operating. You wake up in the morning, Jehovah Jireh. Ah! You go in your bank account, Jehovah Jireh. It's not his name, it's the place you're operating on. Oh, we'll talk about that maybe on Sunday or another time. But it's not. It's, there's no scripture which says and he called his name Jehovah Jireh. No. That place. Some hearing. Now, let's look at Abraham. Now, imagine Abraham. Look at his life. God says, I have called you. Leave your father and your mom to a place I'll show you. And then he leaves his father. He leaves his mother. He goes to a place only to be hit with a famine. He had no food. No nothing. And a man became a beggar. Does that make sense? He goes to Egypt as a beggar. The Bible says he went to Egypt to look for food. As he goes there to beg, he comes back a billionaire. Somebody say, I'm a parable. Tell your neighbor, I'm a beg today. And come back a billionaire. Some mystery. So don't worry what is happening around you right now. Don't give yourself headache like why? No, don't worry. If Jesus himself was walking on foot like this, only to resurrect the king of the whole world. Am I speaking to you? Imagine David. Imagine David. The man had oil on his head. A prophet put oil on his head. And was going back taking care of the sheep in the bush. He was hiding in the bush from being killed for 14 years. The man was sleeping in caves, yet he had a covenant with God. The man had a promise with God. So if there are things happening around you right now, whether they are financially, whether they are spiritually, whether it's with your child or your husband or your wife, do not worry. God has not forsaken you. This is a parable to be understood soon. Amen. You are not the first one. Anyone in the Bible, read their stories. There's no one that their story makes sense. They all went through processes that you cannot understand. But he's a man of God. Look at Moses. He's a prophet. But the man had to be hid in a basket. The man had to run away and go to his uncle. And the man began to take care of the sheep. From the palace to the bush to take care of the sheep. Just to become a prophet of Israel. Am I speaking to you? Say after me again. Say, I am a parable. Lord, help me to see what's going on around me. Help me to hear you in every detail of what I'm passing through. Every step I take, may I hear you. May I listen to you. Activities around me, may they send a signal into my spirit. Father, open my eyes, open my ears. Say, Jesus. So when I look at your life, it's so complicated. But me, I understand. Because to me, it is given to understand the mysteries. I want us to pray. Really very important. What you're passing through, I can perceive there is a message from God. Should I repeat what I just said? Yes. What you're passing through, there is a what? If sometimes you sit down, you actually say, I don't understand myself. I don't understand my life. From tonight, you should start understanding. Because if you don't, seeing you see, but you don't see. And hearing you hear, but you don't understand it. What you are facing, what you are passing through, it is not meant to bring you down. It is meant to disguise you from the enemies. There are people who you know them through your situation. there is a particular faith you will cultivate in this season. Jesus Christ said, it is given to you to understand the mysteries. To them, I speak to them in parables. Now imagine God, Jesus Christ, saying that. Now, if you read the book in the Bible, Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem on a donkey. You know the story, right? Yes. To other people, they were like, whoo! They were praising him. They were singing songs for him. He was on a donkey. But actually, what he was doing there was a parable. In Zechariah 9, verse 9, do you know what the Bible says? It actually says,
rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding on a donkey.
Imagine.
A colt, the foal of a donkey.
You hear that? It was prophesied way in Zechariah. And when Jesus was arriving in Jerusalem on a donkey, it was not just an act. It was already written. He would use a donkey. Tell you, it was written about me. Do you understand it? Do you know why? Imagine God's people, how they suffered in Egypt. Where was God? He was on the throne. Imagine how they suffered. And they went and cried and cried and cried, and God was on the throne. Jesus was on the cross being beaten. How can you understand this? And you are telling me, because I've got a debt and you want to make noise that your life is complicated, you must be joking. Let's put you on the cross and beat you up. This is God himself. But it was a mystery. Let them think I'm dead so I can resurrect. Let them think I am poor so I can resurrect. Let them think I'm broke. Am I talking to somebody here? Some mystery. There are moments and times when people wrote us off. Like, Abushiri is finished. How can you finish when you haven't even started? Let them think what they think about you. Sometimes we even get confused, like, why is this happening around me like this? God, I have prayed, I have fasted. I am now confused. My friend, it's a mystery. I came here to speak to somebody that is a mystery. It's a mystery. One day, you are going to shock the whole world. I said, one day, you are going to shock the whole world.